Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my God, please. What a joy. I'm turning off my...
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
Quiet here, sound. Focus. That's do not disturb is on. Nana's looking at her phone.
Go to quiet to sound to focus.
You know what? I'm going to turn it off because I probably just automatically just sent an SOS to all my emergency contacts.
People are sometimes surprised to find that therapists need therapy too. But there are certain things you simply cannot do on your own. You can't perform surgery on yourself. You can't solo a 50-foot yacht. You can't cut your own fingernails. And you cannot do therapy on yourself. Today's couple, both therapists, know that all too well. So they called me to say more.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa. A blah, 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 je ne sais quoi,
French.
Say more, say more.
What's wrong with you? Welcome back to another episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. So pleased to have these two wonderful women in my office today. If you could introduce yourselves and tell me why you're here.
I'll start, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I'm Paulette. No last name, not for privacy, but my parents were just really simple people. I am a therapist, and my wife, Janie, and I are here.
Hi, yes, hello. I'm Dr. Janie. I am Paulette's partner, and when we married, I actually took her last name.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, I'm very excited to get to the issue, and I'm thrilled, if I may say, that I'm working with two therapists, because as a therapist myself, we're people. You know, we're human beings. We're humans walking this earth like everyone else.
It feels, I think we all three know that relief of shedding monthly.
Yeah.
And that relief when you hold that tightness. And I feel like we're about to shed here something so serious and you know, sort of a obstacle in our life. And it the anticipation of it I feel in my body is...
Yeah, let's investigate that.
Yeah, I'll ask myself, how do you, you know, I ask so many, how do you feel in your body about this? And it's an anticipation, it's an excitement. Mm-hmm. It's the knowledge that we will break through something to get there. You know, I mean, we all have egos. We're therapists, we have egos. And doctor, you know, doctor, what is the saying? Doctor, you know, heal thyself.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like, we always talk about Dr. Feel Good, but sometimes there's Dr. Feel Bad.
Mm. Exactly.
Beautiful.
And we both have been feeling so bad about this that it's an urgent need and we need to talk about this. So
beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, it is truly my pleasure. So let's get right down to it. Why are you here today?
Well, I think we should probably start out with checking in with each other.
Yeah.
How are you feeling in your body, Janie, right now?
Yeah, let's investigate that. Let's start with the body scan. Like, I just feel this intense, sharp pain
right
in the pit of my stomach, like almost from an ancestral place that is so immense. I break out into a sweat. That's how painful it is.
So let's just get down to the issue. What are we here to talk about?
Well, it's funny. Let's investigate that. It's interesting to be in another therapist's office because we all work from different modalities, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when dealing with an issue as serious as this, I like to approach it with, you know, a bit of whimsy.
I love that.
You know?
I love that.
Because even the sad clown is still a clown, you know?
It's like trying to approach the most serious and dark thing with light.
Yeah. Mm.
And what is that serious and dark thing?
Well, it's a question that we've asked ourselves for a number of years now. And when we finally had that light bulb moment a couple days ago, we haven't slept since then, really, I don't think.
Yes. Let's just get, you know, in the interest of time, let's just get to what you're actually talking about.
It's funny when you say time because I feel like the sort of timeless feeling of that we could just sit here and spend, you know, hours even getting to what it is in quotes, but also we could take time to be quiet. We could just take time to breathe.
Yeah.
And are you feeling that, Janie? How are you feeling in your body right now?
I feel a bit of an itchiness.
I just want to pause you for a second here because we're going back into our bodies, which is fantastic. I always love that grounding. But what is coming up for me is I don't know what you're talking about. What is the discussion you had? Maybe start there. What did you say to each other?
Well, you know, doctor, I'd like to just pause here and investigate what you've just brought up, which is, you know, just I feel a need from you, a mm-hmm. need to know.
I love that.
Yeah. And I think so often
it's like feeding a hungry
yes.
person or a dog.
Yeah.
And you've got toast and you've got five dogs looking yeah. at you. And this is a person, not a dog, but with such a desire, mm-hmm. As you were saying,
but
ravenous.
So much can come from that dog brain, that monkey mind, that primal place. And
right.
so I would like to investigate with doctor. Where that need comes from? Where does that stem from? Do you think it's a sense of control?
I do want to answer that, but I want to just circle back to the both of you. Something very powerful has happened between you or is happening around you. And I'm just curious if you could name it in the room, if you could speak to it and name it very plainly.
I mean, if I could sort of lay it out in sort of pieces of the mosaic, it would be a responsibility. We feel a collective. We are responding to what we're looking at here. This it's not a bear in the room. What is it, Janie, when there's something in the room that you're talking about you shouldn't talk about? It's not a dog.
A lion?
It's
on the tip of my tongue. What's
forget.
The largest animal? Blue whale? No, that wouldn't be in a room.
It's not fish in the room.
It's not. It's that doesn't
so many
ride
people
a bicycle.
Have aquariums.
No, fish are in barrels too.
It's something of big that would never be in a room. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
It's driving me crazy too. I can't think of it. It's the did I say lion?
It's not that.
It's
you know what I think.
It's on the tip of my trunk.
Is it a bobcat? It's a bobcat. Anyway,
we'll
there's something. Yeah, there's a real bobcat in the room.
And
so,
what is it? What is it? What is it?
Exactly.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're nearly halfway done with our session here, and what I'm feeling is really a sense of kind of classic analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard of that. You know, it is what happens to a lot of professionals where we can't move forward because we're circling constantly. But Let's try something. I just want to encourage you to try a fun exercise called Just Say a Thing. And just try to not ask how it feels in your body or go down a rabbit hole of investigating it. Just say a thing. Okay? So whoever would...
It's funny because in a different situation, I know that, you know, my curious mind, if I was playing this game in school, I would say, is a thing a sentence? Is a thing a whole concept? Is a thing an object? Am I showing you something? But so I have so many things I want to say, but I also don't want to waste my thing.
And
you know,
I can't even come up with the thing because I just want to, I want to go somewhere to sit with my thoughts.
You could say anything. Summer, children, you know, birthday, lounge chair, you know, love, commitment, chocolate bar. What? Just a thing. Just say a thing.
I would love to know not only that sort of puka shell necklace of words that you just said, but each of those words, like, how did that feel in your body?
I don't know.
I used to collect quotes, and one of my favorite quotes is, God is the unutterable sigh in the depth of our souls. And I don't mean God in terms of, you know,
big guy in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, blonde, blue-eyed Jesus at a thrift store on a painting.
Right.
But I mean more the sigh, the true, deep, what I call a bone marrow sigh.
Mm.
And I think when I would offer a thing to all these listeners, which I'm so curious with these listeners of how they're feeling in their bodies, listening to two people struggle.
Well, they can't tell you. They're not here. They can't tell you. They're not able to tell you. So let's just talk about ourselves because we can't figure out what the listeners are thinking.
Well, as the saying, you know, if it's hysterical, it's historical.
Yeah, let's investigate that.
I love the investigation and the body work you're doing, but I wish you could say more.
Well, let's investigate that need to hear more.
Yeah,
more.
What is that? What is that feeling in your body to want to want more?
What I feel like it is just say more. Just if you could say more. You know,
exactly.
Does that make sense?
And oftentimes our souls are so muted from this encasement of fear. And
we need to investigate them to get them to speak out loud.
Right. Where are the fears? Where are the fears in your body? And also investigating why. Why are those fears there?
But
and
if you
how
say
they
more,
feel?
Then if you say more, then you'll know. You'll know what the fears are if you say them. You need to say it. You need to say it. Could you just investigate your vocal cords, which are inside your body, and just say it out loud? I find the concept of getting triggered very triggering. So, trigger alert, I was triggered. So, I stepped outside to call my therapist, Dr. Shelley Cavalier, for an emergency session. Shelley, thank you so much for finding the time. Well, first, before we start, I should let you know that I'm recording this for my podcast.
I see. Well, before I go on, I should tell you that I'm also recording this for my podcast.
Of course.
So tell me, what's the trouble?
I had some patients today, compatriots, fellow therapists, funnily enough, who came into my office, and I just couldn't reach them.
And where do we think that's coming from?
I guess it's coming from me not being able to reach them.
Well, yes, it's hard. It's hard to help someone when you don't know what the issue is. Sometimes I just stare at my patient in a steely, awkward silence until they break, basically. Those are some techniques I learned when I went to school to train to be a therapist. And I mean no disrespect, but you're sort of winging it. Is that true, Dr. Sheila?
Am I winging it? That's an incredible question. Aren't we all?
And there's nothing wrong with it. Exactly.
I'm, I'm frustrated that I'm so frustrated. I shouldn't.
And where do we think that's coming from?
Well, I guess I would say my dad.
Oh, right. That's good. Yeah, that's actually chapter 2 of my book, Your Dad. And chapter 1 is your mom. And there are only 2 chapters.
It's just frustrating, Shelley, because, as you know, I have a lot of podcast listeners.
Well, I do, too. I have a successful podcast.
Yes, we both have successful podcasts.
Well, Dr. Sheila, we have to end the session at the moment. I just want you to ask yourself where you think this is all coming from, and do a lot of breathing, and hopefully in your next session that your patients will open up more.
That's so helpful, Shelley. Thank you.
Right. Well, that's what you learn in school when you get your degree to become a licensed therapist. That's a big technique.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy. So.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I share the audio of my personal therapy session with Shelley to show how much I get out of talking with her. And I think I can confidently say that as her favorite client, she gets so much out of our time together as well.
Trish. Hi, it's Shelley Cavalier.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. I hope this is okay. I just felt like I needed a session.
That's fine. I gave you my cell phone number as an act of trust, and I'm so pleased that you're so comfortable using it.
Oh, and I should tell you, before I start, I am recording this for my podcast.
Oh, that's fine. And I should tell you, Shelley, that I am in a Home Goods, so...
Oh, okay.
Well, I will speak in a quiet tone, but you should be aware.
Okay. Thank you. I just had a conversation with Dr. Sheila, and I felt myself giving in to some condescension. I felt myself with some resentment, and I felt that, like, as a therapist, I should remain neutral. Mm-hmm. But here I have this colleague, I guess mm-hmm. she calls herself, who is not a full-fledged mm-hmm. licensed therapist.
No, we don't need any more cups. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
No, that's okay. That's where I'm at. I guess I'm feeling a little guilt, a little shame, mm-hmm. and yet a little justified.
Maybe sit with that. I would say maybe sit with that.
I mean, I feel like I am sitting with. I have been sitting with it.
Well, what I'm observing, Shelley, is I feel like maybe you're sitting on it. I feel like you might be sitting
on it,
near it.
Okay,
around it.
Just sit with it. Just be with it.
Yeah, you just want to pull in your cheeks, your emotional butt cheeks, until your emotional sits bones.
All right, I'll try that.
No, if it's a fleece blanket, they're very hot.
Are you with your husband?
I am in Home Goods, and I am.
But you
with,
are married.
I am with someone.
Yes, and maybe with your family, kids.
What I'm hearing is that you have a lot of stuff bubbling up inside you and that I think you need to sit with it.
Right. No, I'm just curious because it's just kind of weird. Like the therapist relationship, naturally, you know everything about me, mm-hmm. but I don't know anything about you.
That's interesting that you should sit with that curiosity and try to figure out.
Which Home Goods are you at right now?
Shelley, we have 4 scheduled sessions this week.
Yes.
And I think it might be best to revisit some of this during one of the scheduled sessions.
Okay.
It's a little hard for me to hold my phone right now because I'm holding an ice cream and the ice cream of another person.
An ice cream might indicate a child. I don't know. Or maybe you're just having ice cream. I guess I'll sit with that.
I think sit with that. Okay, I'm going to go, Shelley, but thank you. Paulette, this is Trish. I had another call with Shelley. And I'm very angry. I just feel like I try to set good boundaries with her, and she just pushes them, and she pushes them, and it's very upsetting to me, and I would like to do the in-person session where I have a bat, and I hit the chair, and I say that the chair is Shelley. I wanna hit Shelley with the bat. It's like this thing where I feel like I'm starting to do this thing with her, where I tell her to sit with it. And I'm telling her to sit with it, but what I'm, like, picturing is her, like, sitting on something sharp or, like, tying her to the... I want to tie her to the chair or, like, to, like, a... I want her to sit in something and then slowly submerge it. And I know that some of this is because I feel guilty because when Shelley calls me and she's asking questions about my life and my personal life, and it's like, I told her I was holding ice cream, and then I was like, why did I give her that? Like, why did I tell her? She didn't need to know that I was holding ice cream. And she does something and she fucking enrages me so much.
How does it feel in your body right now?
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
I'm Amy Poehler.
This is Janine Brito.
Hi, this is Paula Pell.
I'm Rachel Dratch.
I'm Tina Fey.
And you're listening to Say More with Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
That's so stupid. Can you tell that we've been to therapy?
Yes! Oh my God.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
And I am but with, you are married. I am with someone.
Yes. And maybe with your family? Kids?
You know what, Shelley? What I'm hearing...
Yes?
Is that you need to...
Sorry, keep going. So good.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
Shelley calls her 4 times a week. She has 4 appointments a week. All right, friends, thank you so much for
thank
this, you guys.
Thank
I really appreciate
you.
It. Thank you so much thank for doing
you.
It.
God, please. What a joy.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you for having me do it.
Oh, I love it so much.
Bye.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek with assistance from James Hansen. We recorded at Studio Awesome in L.A., The Cutting Room in New York, and Applehead Recording in Woodstock, New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila, now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's wrong?